76-yard touchdown. Can you just walk us through that play and what happened and what did you see?
We kind of felt like they were going to pressure us in that situation. So Kyle called a good play. I saw the double-A gap blitz, and I was thinking I'm either going to throw hot or if they miss this blitz and don't hit it, you know, the right way, then I'm going to run for the first. I saw that they missed it, took off running, and got to the sideline, thought about running out of bounds because everyone's been telling me that lately. And then, you know, you know in certain situations, and I felt like I had the guy outflanked, and I just took off running. And the rest is history. You know, I got to enjoy the moment a little bit. It was pretty fun to hear the crowd and see my teammates on the sideline celebrating as I ran for the touchdown.
Robert, as great as you played today, the defense early on, you guys could have been in a big hole. Mm-hmm. How appreciative were you? Did you say anything to those guys on the sideline during the game?
Yeah, I was talking to Fletch just a few minutes ago and told him that I was going to mention it. So thank you. You know, they kept us in the game. And what I told them is our offense, it can be so potent at times. We want to make it all the time, but we can be so potent. We have so many weapons that if we hold teams to field goals, it's huge because we can come back. And, you know, we had two or three bad drives there in the first half, and we went into halftime, winning the game. So, you know, they did a great job of holding the field goals. And I told them that I'd definitely give the defense a special shout out for that. So there it is.
Robert, you were telling.
You thought about running out of bounds on the long one, but in terms of your overall approach to the game, did you feel like it was any different in this game than another game?
It's like I told people, you stay aggressive, but you just try to be smart. So I felt like I got out of bounds a couple times when I should have. I threw the ball away one time and got a penalty because the guy came and hit me. So you try to play smart but stay aggressive. And one time I ran up the middle and the safety was coming down and I slid for 7 yards. So you got to live with that and not worry about, you know, the 8 or 9 yards you could have got taking a hit. You know, I told the team I wasn't going to leave them hanging. You know, I tried to make sure I did that today.
Do you think you did a good sell job on that penalty, the roughing the passer?
I mean, he hit me good. I mean. Come on, man. It wasn't like a basketball flop, but, you know, I definitely, you know, I sold it pretty well. And, I mean, the ball was clearly gone, guys. So, you know, it was a great job of me and the ref being on the same page.
Did anything change on that third drive where you guys started to finally get it going and went to the triple option look there?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, just trusting what coach called and, you know, just being ready. We got in a bad situation on the first drive, 3rd and 17. It's hard to get out of that. And on the second drive, we moved it a little bit and we could kind of feel like we were getting in the rhythm. So by the third drive, we knew we had something going and, you know, we pulled out the Banks package of plays. And, you know, it's not that he affects every play, but having him out there on the field definitely makes the defense aware of him. So we can do a lot of things when we spread teams out like that. And we kind of got in a rhythm. And, you know, I felt like aside from the interception, I played, you know, one of my best games, you know, just doing what I was asked to do, being fundamentally sound and just helping the team win.
Robert, were you aware of I know you weren't part of all of it, but the team's 8-game losing streak at home, and for that matter, even, you know, the Nationals collapsed the other night.
Yeah, I mean, we knew, you know, to lose 8 straight at home is unacceptable for any kind of sport. So, you know, we made that a point of emphasis this week to make sure we came out and protect our home turf. Or grass, since, you know, even though I wasn't here for that whole time, you know, I'm still a part of this organization, and I take on all those burdens along with the other guys. So we made that a point. Hopefully we can start a home game winning streak or a winning streak period. And, you know, with the Nationals losing, you know, down the stretch, you know, of course that's tough. And, you know, I saw on my Twitter feed a lot of people were saying they hope we would win to you know, get people over that, since there'll be a lot more attention on us now that the Nats season is over. But, you know, you take all those things into account, and I think a lot of the fans, a lot of people around this area will appreciate us coming away with a victory.
Robert, going into the week, you had a slightly different preparation because you had to undergo testing each day and whatnot. So I guess two-part question. First of all, how did that difference in preparation feel today coming into the game? And second, how do you feel after the game? Just same as every other?
Yeah, I mean, I felt good. You know, I didn't get hit too much, but, you know, it's football, so your body's going to break down throughout the course of a game. That's why you try to build it up during the week. You know, the tests, they did a good job of making sure that I was okay, you know, constantly being on me to be honest with them so that I wouldn't go out there and put myself in harm's way. You know, I told him I would be honest with him. I had no symptoms. You know, I had remembered everything since 15 minutes after they took me out of the game, and it stayed that way. So I thought they did a good job, you know, taking care of me. They did the right thing by not letting me go back in the game. And then to come out and play the way we did as a team, you know, coming off of that shows a lot of pride, a lot of passion by the guys to go out and just, you know, put it all on the line every week.
I'm not sure what the final numbers were, but how important was it to convert some third downs? And I think your touchdown, if I'm not mistaken, was on a third down to get kind of, I guess, some rhythm going on that important down after all the struggles so far this year.
Yeah, you just try to get that monkey off your back. You know, me and Tana had been working on stuff all week, and, you know, he smiled and said, hey, we hit that just like Coach wanted us to hit it. So, you know, whenever we can make a third down here and there, when everyone's been talking about the struggles on third down, it makes everybody feel better, get a relief, you know, a lot of relief off your shoulders, and it was good. So, and then on the third down at the end of the game, to have that happen the way it happened and to win the game that way, I mean, it's special. So that's all you can say about that. But we definitely did a better job, you know, converting on third down in this game than we had previously.
Robert, you said a couple times in the past that you try not to watch, you know, highlights, different things during the week. Will you accidentally stumble across that touchdown run at some point? Will you plan on watching that?
Well, you know, a couple of the guys, you know, Rex in particular, came to me and said, hey, you can stop smiling by Wednesday, because I was just all smiles. I mean, it was a special feeling, and, you know, I'll definitely watch that. You know, I got to prove to those guys that I still have that track speed that they've been talking about or saying that I don't have. So, you know, I was able to break a long one. It always feels good when you can do that anytime. You know, a DB catches an interception and runs it back, a receiver gets a long catch, or a quarterback throws a long touchdown pass or runs a long one. So, you know, it's something special that I can do personally. And, you know, it was fun to be able to show everybody that and to help us win the game doing it.
Rob, when you go back to that run, you talk about enjoying the moment as it was happening. Could you hear guys on the bench yelling at you as you ran past, or could you see them reacting as you ran past, and what are you thinking?
Yeah, it was all a blur. You know, Coach Sean, the tight end coach, said he felt me run by him because of the gust of wind. I guess I was that fast. I don't know. What can I say? No, but I could see guys telling me I got the first, so they were saying, stay in bounds, slide. And I was kind of running like, I think I can get a little more. And then, you know, it all went from stop, stay in bounds, to go, you know, go for the touchdown. And it was interesting to see the different reactions. You know, Larry Hess, our head trainer, was running down the sideline, said he was running the same 40 I was running. So, you know, a lot of guys had some made-up thoughts in their head, but, you know, it was cool.
This is a two-parter. What was going on after you did the FedEx flop and you kind of sat with the fans for a good chunk of time? And also, how important was it for you, and what did it mean to be able to bounce back after getting knocked out last week and having the game that you did have today?
Yeah, you know, the jump was fun. I actually tried to leave, and they held me down. So, fans, got to love them. And, you know, I just sat there and enjoyed the moment for a little bit. I didn't want us to get a penalty, so I was trying to get down. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the refs and everyone understood how big of a moment that was, and they didn't, you know, throw any flags or anything like that. So, but to come back after last week getting knocked out of the game and you know, personally, myself feeling like I let a lot of people down, you know, the players will tell me that, I didn't let them down, and coaches will say the same thing. But as a competitor, as a player, and as their teammate, I felt like I did. So to come back and play the way that we did as a group, and then to have a lot of reason to the outcome, the way it came out, for me to be such a big part of that was huge for me, to show them, hey, you know, I'm gonna come out, I'm gonna play smart, you know, I'm gonna help us win, and then I'll always be there for you in the end.
Some writing this week that you should have taken the week off, and some columnists that said, we're thinking to be with a concussion, it'd be better for you just take a little break. You know, did you read any of that, and what are your thoughts?
I didn't read into any of it, but, you know, of course, a lot of that stuff's going to get back to you. You know, for me, it was just a matter of I told them I was going to be honest with them. And if I had went the whole week and then showed up on game day and did not feel right, I wouldn't have played, because it wouldn't be right for me. It wouldn't have been right for the team. And if anything would have happened today, you know, there would have been, you know, a lot of consequences and repercussions for that. So I just wanted to make sure that I was fine, and that I wouldn't put myself in harm's way or this organization. And I felt fine. I felt normal. I still feel normal. It'll be a good night. And for me, that means going to sleep and watching a movie probably.
Thank